It's a great day for talk radio. The John Oakley Show on AM 640.
All right, 9:52 before the top of the hour, we'll announce the hockey winner from the Leafs Trivia Challenge earlier this morning. But right now, into the challenge of to spank or not to spank. Is it a matter of parental choice, a right to do so if you feel fit, or is it something that should be banned in the interest of protecting children against abuse? That's really on the table here with our two guests, Grant Wilson, president of the Canadian Children's Rights Council, and Andrea Morozik, manager of research and communications at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Let's start by taking Gary's call in the beach. Good morning, Gary.
Morning. Children are the only group in our society you're allowed to assault. Our Charter of Rights only includes whining adults. Children can't vote and aren't sophisticated enough to lobby effectively.
All right, so they've got Grant Wilson doing their bidding by proxy. Grant, do you believe that to be the case as he's described it? They're the ones who are not protected against abuse and therefore you need groups like yours?
I think that has been already proven to be true, because if you look at the development of children's rights in Canada and the Senate Human Rights Committee report, Children the Silent Citizens, and where they talked to every senior Liberal cabinet minister at the time and had hearings on this and came out with their lengthy report that analyzed this and the implementation of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child in Canada, they condemned it in this report called Children the Silent Citizens.
All right, but what about a parent's choice?
There are countries out there that don't even have a national child commissioner for the purpose of implementing the world's most ratified human rights treaty, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child.
But you clash, obviously, with a parent's right or a choice to discipline their kids accordingly. And
No, we don't. We are big on discipline, on developing self-discipline. But when you talk to the parent educators, they say that, guess what, corporal punishment doesn't work on all children.
Right, but Andrea,
here's what you can do so that if you use proactive methods, you won't have these problems to begin with. So if people go out and search on search engines for such things as democratic parenting, they learn to run family meetings where you're reviewing everything, where children are taking on age-appropriate responsibilities, where you're discussing these things in a proactive manner and using these parenting methods, you don't have to play parent police after the time, which is after the fact when you got bad behavior or assignments haven't been handed in, etc. So instead of getting the bad news afterwards, if you're more proactive about it to begin with, using these methods of parenting, you will have better outcomes.
All right, but if parents don't go that route, Andrea, you may have something to say. Do you believe it's a matter of parental choice here?
I believe we might be talking about two different things here. You don't sit down and have a family discussion with a three-year-old because words don't mean that much to that three-year-old. I am not an advocate for spanking of somebody who doesn't do their homework, or teenagers, for example. Exactly, there are different ways of using and teaching discipline. I think the spanking is meant for the situation where a child is not yet at a stage where words have meaning. Time out, for example, can be an extremely painful thing, far more painful than a spanking for a three-year-old. So we're looking at an age range between 2 and maybe 7 or so, when words aren't, you can't sit down and have a discussion with your three-year-old. I'm very familiar with that age range. So I don't believe we're actually talking about the same thing. And yes, there are many different ways to discipline. I'm in favor of...
All right, but you don't want spanking taken off the table. I'm sorry to cut you short here, because I got a lot of calls,
sure,
and tight for time. Let's grab another fast one. Tim in North York, your take. Good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Mr. Wilson if he could discern between spanking and giving a swift swat across the behind to enforce the word no.
Well, what you're looking at is trying to inflict pain. So let's call hitting hitting, okay? The Supreme Court of Canada said that it's not hitting, it's correcting. Well, if you're hitting somebody to cause them pain, you're doing it to cause pain. You're not doing it so that it doesn't have any effect. So let's call hitting hitting. And you know, and then when you hit the child, tell them to go outside and play with their friends, but don't hit anybody. Don't be a bully. Don't hit somebody else. But it's okay for me to hit you, but you can't hit somebody else to get your way or to inflict your wishes on other people.
Do you not believe that there's some form of primal accountability takes shape when this becomes consequential behavior?
Do teachers have to do this when your children are in kindergarten? Do they have to hit them?
They're not allowed to.
Well, they don't need to hit them. They know enough about child rearing and what's age appropriate and development of children so that they don't, you know, use those kinds of methods to teach discipline to a class. And they're handling more children than you are with your single sir, one or two children.
Sir, I will put you in touch with some educators that were responsible for removing the strap, who now will say it was the biggest mistake they ever made.
All right, I appreciate the call. Let's move on to Sonia next on the Oakley Show, AM 640. Sonia.
Spanking's always been such a fine line, hasn't it? It's always been, do we or don't we? I think, you know, you cannot inflict pain on your children. That is not what parenting is all about. But a slight or a light tap on their bum to enforce a situation, yes, I agree with that.
But Graham Wilson says that's still sending a signal that hurting is an appropriate...
Not that it hurts them.
Motivator.
What does a tap do? What does a tap do? Why bother?
My children will totally react from a tap. They realize that I'm furious, and they better get their button geared to do what I've asked them to do.
But
I've not hurt them whatsoever.
Right, but if you take that furious and you say to them, I'm going to have a timeout right now because I am really mad, and I don't want to talk to you when I'm really mad because I will say things that we regret. You are now teaching them that when you're really mad and furious, you do not have arguments and you don't do that.
Guys, I've got to cut you on that note. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This study may or may not be released for public consumption. They've only intimated that it's there, and what they found at Michigan's Calvin College is the kids who were spanked tend to have more positive outcomes later in life. They're happier and more productive. Whether or not you believe it, we've just reported from both sides of the equation. Grant Wilson, the president of the Canadian Children's Rights Council, and Andrea Morozik, manager of research and communications at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. I thank you both very much. Wish we had more time to carry on, perhaps at another point.